All right. Welcome to the King's Road podcast. I am your host, Justin Yance, and I'm here with my co-host, Charles.
CD Cent.
CD Cent. And here we are. What do you think? We're talking Dynamite today.
I don't know. What do you think of the show? I thought it was kind of lackluster.
I did too. I agree.
It was so disappointing, and it's not to say that it was like a bad show, but I just feel like the last couple of weeks, every week just kept ramping up, and there was so much momentum, and everything felt so hot, and this just felt like a regular episode, you know, like a regular average show when we were getting like a consistent roll of home run shots. I mean, maybe we just got too much too soon, too quickly, all at once. So it kind of gives you this, we expected more. Why? Because you've been giving us more. Yeah,
I agree. I mean, the show was fine overall. I just didn't, you know, it didn't leave me... All right, let's just get into it. Let's talk about Hangman Page. He came back. He was the Joker.
Yeah, like I said, he would be.
I know, you're right. I just, I don't know. I'm not.
The problem is, look, I'm going to be honest. Like, there's like, you see there's a pocket of fans saying, AEW isn't pushing their own guys anymore or whatever ignorant stuff people love to say. And they're like, oh, look, Bryan Danielson completely kicked Adam Page off like whatever trajectory he was in or whatever the hell they want to say. Oh, Christian bumped him up or whatever. Like if it wasn't because of his kid that he was off the story to begin with. Right.
Yeah.
And two, let's be completely honest here. Are people really trying to say that Adam Page should be the champion right now? With all these
unfortunately,
guys?
Unfortunately, there are people. I went on the Figure Four board, and they were like, belt him. That's the new catch.
You know that, like, you know Roger, right? Like, our friend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember arguing with him when the first AEW pay-per-view happened. And he was arguing for Adam Page to win the title instead of Jericho. Nah. That kind of stuff just doesn't make sense to me. Like, you're not... need to understand that because TNA did something one way, that doesn't mean that the whole idea of what TNA tried to do is stupid. Like, you should put the title on guys that are big stars. You shouldn't sacrifice everyone to do it constantly.
And that's what TNA did, is they sacrificed.
Exactly.
They used, like, Kurt Angle,
and they sacrificed
the Joe, AJ, every Abyss, all the young guys were just sacrificed.
They had a history of doing it for years. Yeah. Okay, I don't want to hear stuff about, like, two of the biggest stars of the last decade coming in, and somehow that's the same as Rhino winning the TNA title the second he signs with TNA. It's not the same, okay? Like, we're not seeing Bobby Fish with the AEW World Championship. You know, like, nothing like that is happening. Like, as over as Adam Cole is, you don't even see him close to the world title story right now.
No, you don't. But he's
way more over than Rhino ever was in TNA or Ron the Truth Killings or who else? A Raven, you know,
they did that. They gave
Ken
Raven
Shamrock, you know, like, bro, their first champion was a fucking WWE guy.
It really was.
And it wasn't like he was Jericho. He was like a mid-carder in WWE.
Yeah. I mean, the thing I just... All right. what are the good, what are the matches people want to see in AEW? I want to see Danielson and Omega. I want to see Danielson and Punk. I don't want to see Hangman Page be the guy to
Omega
beat
and
Omega.
Punk.
Yeah, that's what. Oh, that's what I meant. Did I say Page? I'm sorry. I
nah,
meant
you
Punk.
said Danielson and Punk, which is also one.
Oh, yeah, I do
But
want to see that. Not yet. No, I want Danielson and Omega, Punk and Omega. I don't want to see Hangman Page beat him, and then that just goes out the window.
Because, look, here's the argument, right?
Because they feel they owe him a title shot,
yeah,
which is what it feels.
Look, I don't like the concept of owing and deserving when it comes to championship. That's not what it's about, okay? It's about the title is supposed to go to the top guys, right?
Who
the
draws
fact
money?
Is, I don't think Adam Cole, I think the second that CM Punk and Danielson came in, the chances of Adam Page winning the title in the next 2 years, to me, seems stupid if he does.
Well,
because
did you see the promo he cut after the, you know, on the Rhodes show or whatever? I mean,
yeah.
it was lame. I'm like, this does not get me excited to see a match. I don't want to watch you picking up baby pictures and going and then drinking. The way he drinks beer, for some reason, just comes off too much like a drunk and not like Austin did. You never saw Austin.
I wouldn't say it comes off like a drunk. It just comes off as normal.
Yeah. Well, that's even better. Yeah.
You know, it's, like, there's no pageantry to it. And I don't know, man. You know, like, he don't do it for me. You know, honestly, like, I would have preferred to have Adam Page not even be in the title picture right now. Because I think, why was Malakai Black not in that match? Why did he not win? You know,
they
like,
don't want to
he's
beat him.
So much more over than Adam Page. Well, okay, if you just want some guy to like lose to, but I can argue that you would have done more if you just had Bryan Danielson and draw for 60 minutes, do a 60-minute draw, and you would get way more mileage out of that.
Although,
than
let's
anything
be honest,
with Adam Page.
Do you really want to see that great match be put on in the Target Center?
That's true. A 1 hour match would be very tough in Minnesota,
I mean,
in Milwaukee.
What if the crowd doesn't even get it? They're just like,
oh yeah, 1 hour. That's not smart. Yeah, you're right.
They'd be like, this is too long of a match. Let's leave.
I mean, look at that Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels match.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what did you hear what Meltzer was saying? He thinks they should do an outdoor arena in for February and do it there.
What arena?
I don't know. He was thinking LA. He was thinking somewhere warm and letting that be a big show.
That's interesting. You know?
I think that would be, I mean, because now when I think about it, I'm like, do we really want to see Danielson in the Target Center?
I don't like outside stadiums, to be honest. Like, I like it closed off because I feel that the ambiance of the crowd is a lot better in an arena that's closed.
Yeah,
you know, because it never sounds right when it's an open arena. Like, even if it's an open arena with a roof, that's fine. But like when you just have it open, it just the sound doesn't travel right. There's something that you miss, you know.
Yeah. No. I think Meltzer didn't mention this, but we've been talking about this. Maybe they should go to the Sky Dome. They're going to be doing this Owen Hart tournament. Have the Owen Hart tournament end in at the Sky Dome. You can do the Owen Hart tournament ending. You can do the title match. You could do either Punk or Omega or Danielson on Omega. You know?
That's the thing. Like, this is what fans need to understand. Okay, you give the title to Hangman. And you say, oh, Omega doesn't need the title. They could still do the dream matches. And the person would be right. You still could do the matches. The problem is, I feel when you're trying to establish a title, you need to establish that the top guys come into the territory for the belt
Yeah.
and not to have a dream match.
Well, let's just think about it. Like, say, Omega Okada at Wrestle Kingdom. If
Yeah.
that was just not for the title, would we have cared?
We would have cared, but we wouldn't have cared as much, not nearly as much. Especially, I wouldn't say for the first match. I think the first match would have got over well, no matter what, but not nearly the level that it did. But I think the other two matches in particular, that 1 hour draw in the final victory when Omega finally wins without the belt, a lot of the gravity and the weight and the emotional weight is gone. And that's because New Japan has always been great in leveraging the title and making sure that is the number one goal to the show. They have always centered the show around the belt, which I love, you know, and to me, that's the way to promote wrestling. You know, like that's the problem with WWE. Nobody cares about the Universal title match. Nobody cares about the WWE title match. Okay, nobody would bat an eye The Rock came back to fight Roman in a non-title match for the main event. Nobody bat an eye, but that takes away from the belt, I feel. Like, you remember when The Rock came back to fight John Cena, and that was the main event for WrestleMania a year in advance over the title match?
Yeah, well, that buried Punk right there. To me, that was so
Yeah,
lame.
but you couldn't argue it.
No, you can't argue with it. No, it's true,
That's
but
the problem. Then he should not be the champion. Then it should have been Cena. Cena should have been the champion.
No, I agree
And
with you. I
main
like the
event
top
should always,
guys.
I do believe that the world title should normally be the last match on the show. But I think that whoever the hottest guys are should be the title program.
Yeah,
Okay,
exactly.
is it more efficient? Not per se. You know, you can argue that some guys can do more w without the belt, and some can do least. And if you put it to the program that's a little weaker, somewhat elevates it, but it doesn't elevate the belt, and that's the problem. You know, like
Yeah,
this is how it should
here's
be
the
done.
thing.
We want to see
If they,
Danielson say, "Oh, I want the belt, Punk. Oh, I want the belt, Adam Cole. I want the belt."
here's what I think they need to do. If they don't do if they don't do Danielson, well, I don't want them to do it in the Target Center. What they should do is they should do the dream tag team of Punk and Danielson versus the Bucks.
Yeah, they have to do
I
that. I
think
mean
that would
that.
be cool.
I don't think we have to like speculate on that. That's gonna happen. I
No,
think
I
that.
think so happened, but I think it's a good way to build to get Punk into that, into the Omega realm. I mean, unless they're stupid in that. All right, here's the thing. If a Paige beats Omega, what match is I'm sorry. I'm not clamoring to see Hangman Adam Page versus Bryan Danielson. I'm not clamoring to see Hangman Adam Page versus CM Punk. So what are we looking at? It'll be
It'd be a cool
secondary to
TV
everything.
match, like if you do
Yeah,
Adam
cool
Page
TV
versus CM
match.
Punk, that'd be a
Yeah, I
cool
don't mind seeing that,
feud.
but before Omega, and so right there, if you put the belt on Hangman Page in like November, and then you go and do, Punk and Omega, are you really going to have them be like the semi-main? Just because, I mean, Hangman's already
Now
buried him.
they will make it the main
You've already
event
buried him
because
and got the belts.
you remember Omega and Moxley was the main event in that pay-per-view in that lights out match over the title match.
Yeah. Because that's like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, but they have done it. My thing is, why do you have to do it that way? Like,
Well, my thing is, if they put the belt on Hangman, you're already putting him at a precedent of, oh, he's not as important as these other two guys.
yeah, because with Omega, you have this thing where even though he's not the star of a Punk or a Danielson, he's not that WWE brand star. He has for years now felt like the biggest non-WWE star. And before AEW, he's had that branding. So you had so many dream matches available that you could do now. There's no dream matches with Hangman Page. There's no luster to it. You give Hangman Page the championship, and it'll feel less than. It just will.
It'll just be like a you deserve it title. Well, we owed you this title, right?
It'll
Here you go. Here's the belt.
feel like this. Have you recognized that Christian is still the Impact champion, the TNA champion? I forget.
Yeah, I kind of forgot that.
That's because most of the time you don't see his entrance, so you forget that he has the belt. By the way, I did not like that whole Twitch Instagram entrances, because they cut off Bryan Danielson's entrance. They
Why would
literally
they do that?
it was the stupidest thing I've ever seen them do, as far as a production standpoint. They had 10 minutes to do the entrances of all the guys, and they did every single guy but the biggest star in the match. So I thought
Why
that.
would they do that?
So you know
I
what I
mean,
thought
they're
was
not
gonna happen?
WWE, they're not stupid.
So you know what I thought was gonna happen? I thought that they were gonna have the entrance to begin the Dynamite.
Yeah,
And they
I
didn't do
thought
that
so
either.
too.
They didn't do
Why
that
would they
either.
do
I think maybe Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy, they had a longer entrance than they anticipated or something.
Yeah, it could be that. Oh, yeah, because it is timed and they got to get. Could be
But they
something
should
like
have
that.
known that.
But
That like
that's really dumb.
they you
I think
shouldn't
it's
have done
dumb.
it 10 minutes before the match. Do it 15 minutes before the match.
So the elite didn't come out together. They all had individual
They all have
entrances.
separate entrances.
You know who we haven't seen in a while? Where is Don Callis?
That's what I was gonna mention yesterday. I've noticed ever since Adam Cole's been around, I feel they don't need a mouthpiece anymore. 'Cause now Adam Cole is the
Yeah.
mouthpiece.
I
That's what
mean,
it's.
yeah, like we, yeah. I don't know. We gotta like that's something to watch for.
I
I mean,
think
I
I.
think the more that Omega gets to talk himself, the bigger it'll make him. Because if he just lets we've talked about it. If Callis talks for him all the time, he just feels like a puppet.
He does,
You know,
there's so.
unless you're that rare person like Brock Lesnar who, you know,
To
you can
me,
get away with
I feel like for the last couple months, Kenny Omega's been missing something. We've spoken about this before, and I feel since the Danielson dynamic has been entered, I don't know if it's like waking up Omega, or maybe he feels like he didn't have an equal or somebody that can excite him to work at that level anymore. You know, because it's not like AEW doesn't have talent, but when you
Moxley
have.
could not go New Japan style
Yeah, that
with
2016, 2017 New Japan roster, like, you can't compare. That's just heavyweight. It's like Murderer's Row. And maybe not having that kind of, I don't know. Definitely Danielson is a guy that, you know, even if he thought highly of himself, he's like, oh, finally, I got somebody like Okada, or, you know, at that level.
Well,
And
you heard
you've
what he, I don't
noticed
know if
it.
you saw what he said. He said that this was he considers the Grand Slam like one of the greatest things he's ever done.
I
You know?
agree.
Like, and you heard what he said about the WWE main event at WrestleMania. He said he felt like he could have slept-walked through it. He's like,
Is
I can do this with my eyes closed.
that, I mean, he could.
Was
Is
boring.
that when you're like a guy like him, like you know he doesn't enjoy that stuff.
Well, I'm sure the whole thing was just okay, make sure you put Reigns over strong.
I don't
I
think they
bet they
have to
said
say
that to
that to him though.
Bo
You know, like, but I feel like Omega's been a lot more like he just
There's
seems
the
more
guy. Here's the
motivated.
guy for Roman Reigns to face. Is Punk because they don't like each other, so
But
they would
you saw
have
that,
great problems.
like what do you think? Do you feel like Omega's been more motivated lately?
Yes, absolutely.
You
He
know, like
feels like a top guy now.
I don't know if it's also Adam Cole being there, because you know that they're gonna do that match. And man, Adam Cole is
Yeah, I know,
definitely
and that's
over,
why I'm
man.
like,
Like
and that's
it.
why I'm like, just like, let's just give the title to Hangman because I'm like, no, Kenny's finally getting over. Let's not just kill that just because Hangman came back and it's like, well, we promised you a world title run, so here's the title, even though
He
you're not
isn't
that over and
over.
nobody really cares
He
that much.
was over for a minute there when Moxley was champion. He was over for like a couple weeks. You know, like I was actually starting to like the cowboy shit and the way he drunk, but then it slid to like depressive drunk, and then I'm like, eh, this isn't really like
Well,
it
we
for
talked
me.
about it, that, yesterday,
Yeah.
Steve Austin never drank before the match. He didn't drink during the match either.
Is it,
He didn't go into the crowd to get a drink during the match. So
I
to
don't
wake him up.
feel like, do we really need to see the depressed wrestler in a show? Like, just watch the movie.
Yeah.
The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke. Just watch that if you want to see depressive stuff. Like,
Oh my God. That's something Russo would do. He would be like, I want to do a wrestler, but he's based off of the wrestler. So he's always depressed all the time. Then he
bro,
loses.
this is the best idea, bro.
Right, let's get into the show because we talked like 30 minutes on it. All right, so we got the Super Elite versus Daniel Bryan. Oh my God. Versus Bryan Danielson. It's happened to me now. Now I keep going back and
It
forth
weird? Because
so hard.
it took me so long to say Daniel Bryan, and now I gotta get used to saying Bryan Danielson again.
Danielson
It took years, like it took like a decade. Like I literally feel like I only started saying Daniel Bryan like 2 years after his return. You know, like it took me years,
now
like
you got to go
probably
back.
6 years.
So we got the Super Elite versus Bryan Danielson, Christian Cage, and Jurassic Express minus Marco Stunt because he gets kicked in the middle of the match,
Isn't it?
which was
Isn't
glorious when the Young Bucks kicked him. I was like,
it weird
get him out of there.
that now that you interject Adam Cole in, it's not just the Elite, it's the Super Elite. Like it's
Yeah.
those little things they add to like say, okay, man, we got Adam Cole now, and this is a big deal.
They've
Something
already got a new shirt.
WWE will never do that. You know, like they actually make it seem like, oh man, now we got this is an all-star team.
Yeah, and it feels like it because they're
It
all
does.
really good. I'm gonna be honest with you.
It
I don't like the guy with the stupid spray tan crap. I think that's annoying as hell.
that's the point. It's his job to
I
be
know.
annoying.
It is. But
It's
it's almost like
Shawn
I don't
Michaels
want to see.
94 stuff.
Yeah. All right, so they well, Christian gets taken out of the match. And then the last thing, they didn't pin Bryan Danielson, but I guess this would count as a loss. He did win. So they did the BTE trigger on Jungle Boy to win,
Hey, not for nothing, but
which was a,
that
what?
the four guy kick
I
on
like it.
Bryan Danielson was perfect. I
That
love
was
that.
good.
That is a perfect way to sideline him. Like it looked perfect. It like you could tell there was like a cleverness to that spot. Where like you could tell Danielson is like, oh shit, I'm fucked. Like I love that spot. I loved it.
Well, I like that about, you know, AEW doesn't do the thing where, you know, the guy takes on like nine guys like WWE would
It's
do. It's
just
like,
like
oh,
you
he
know
beat them all.
there was a little spot in there right before he gets hit. It reminds you of a lot of movies when I don't know, a guy turned on a gas leak or something, and
Yeah.
then somebody notices that somebody's about to smoke a cigarette, and right there he has this moment where he's like, "I'm about to die."
Zoolander. Like
Yeah, I loved
Zoolander,
it. Like
they
you
light,
just
they
see
just
this
spray
look.
themselves with gas. They light
You
up a cigarette.
like you see this look between the Elite and Danielson, where like, oh crap. You know, I loved it. Like I like clever stuff.
Oh shit moment.
It's like clever moments. I
Yeah.
just like non-wrestling.
I know it's really good. I'm gonna be honest with you. I liked the last two matches Danielson was in better than this match, but this was
Of
good.
course. This wasn't a highlight of Danielson. It was really a highlight of the Elite more than
Yeah,
anything
this
else.
got the Super Elite over.
Yeah.
A click.
You know, like well it's the super click is when it's just the Bucks and Adam Cole, and it's the super elite when it's Adam Cole and Omega and the Bucks. That's how they get you.
Then when they get some more guys, it'll be the super elite.
I mean, they have a bunch of guys. It really was just Adam Cole that made it super.
Yeah.
Maybe if they get Balor or AJ, it would be like the super duper elite.
I don't think they'll get AJ, but I think Balor
They could
is
get
out.
Balor. They and Owens.
Balor, I think, wants to leave so bad. I think if you handed
And
him a release, he
Kevin
would
Steen
sign him.
too.
I think
That
they'd sign it on a napkin. Like, here, just notarize it. I'm out.
Owens as well. You imagine
I got
Kevin
my
Owens
bags
winning the
back.
Owen?
Oh, Owens hates. Hates being there. Like when I saw
You
him do the
imagine
stunner to the
Owens?
guy off, he looks like he wants out, and he can finally go back to what we all want to call him again, Kevin Steen, not
Imagine
Kevin
if Kevin
Owens.
Steen came in and won that Owen Hart tournament.
They could do that.
I wouldn't, but you know,
I
they should give
would,
it to
you know,
Jungle Boy.
I would use that to elevate somebody.
Jungle Boy, he needs
I would give it to
something.
like a Jungle Boy or somebody
Yeah.
new.
I'd give it not to me, it has to be Jungle Boy, because for a guy that's
Yeah.
supposed to be a pillar, he doesn't win at all. Like at
Now he
all.
doesn't like to talk.
He doesn't like to win either. When was the last time he won? I think June.
I'll get back to you on that. All right, so let's talk about Jon Moxley did a promo. I didn't listen. Let's go to CM Punk promo. This was great.
I will break down the promo. It was basically Moxley saying, "This is my
Okay.
company. This is my belt. Fuck all this shit. Nobody's beating me. Nobody pins me. Nobody subs me. They gotta put me in a ladder match just to beat me. But
Yeah.
I've won ladder matches, you know, doing a call to the fact that he won the Money in the Bank. And that was it. And he was like really mad that they made his return match to like title contention a ladder match.
That's the problem, though, with Moxley. He doesn't really feel anti-authority to me. He still feels like he's a part of the company. Yeah.
He's never had that
Like
like
I don't get the feeling
craziness.
of like, I feel like that's what he's trying to do, though, but it just doesn't work.
It doesn't. And it's funny because I feel he would do much better with a Stone Cold kind of gimmick instead of the
Yeah.
crazy, because I feel like he tries to be Pillman, but he should really be trying to be Steve Austin. Because
Yeah.
I never sense the craziness to him. But I sense like a coolness, a badassness there, but not crazy.
I feel like they need to do something more like where, like when they did when Austin McMahon came out and he's like, I might wrestle, I might not wrestle. And he's
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
you know what, I already beat Rock's ass. I'm not gonna beat him again. So therefore I'm just gonna forfeit the belt to
Yeah.
like Moxie needs to do something like that, where he's just like, I'm not gonna do what you tell me to do.
Yeah.
Or they
But
could do it with Hangman Page, but I don't think it would work because he just doesn't have that personality.
no.
I
But
feel like
what
he's a cowboy. I feel like he's a cowboy in character
But
only.
this does seem like what Moxley likes to do. So I don't know. I think Moxley might not know truly like what his character is in that sense, you know?
Yeah.
Cause I mean,
All right.
like,
Let's get to Punk's promo. What did you think? He had a great entrance. Everybody loves him. I loved him talking about his iPod and his Mac.
I love the
Bro.
promo, but I'm starting to feel that the crowd is starting to go down in regards to Punk. For one, that Philly
Well, he
cheesesteak
needs some kind of a
line.
feeder.
I'm the crowd almost turned on him right there. Like that
Yeah.
the cheesecake line that almost lost the crowd. And I don't believe 2 weeks
He
ago
needs a
he could
feud.
lose the crowd. Yeah, he needs a
People
feud
don't
with
want to
somebody.
watch him. I mean, the reunion tour is over. We want to
Yeah.
see him do something now.
And him challenging Daniel Garcia just seems kind of, I don't know,
It's
it's
like I
kind
need
of
a man.
heelish, to be honest.
Maybe he should go heel.
It's like, you
No.
gotta challenge Daniel Garcia? Is it over? Nah.
Don't know. He needs a feud. He needs
By the way,
somebody.
by the look of that video from after Rampage, it looks like he went back to the long tights again.
So is he just going to go back and forth? He just doesn't know what to make up his mind.
I have no idea what's going on there, bro.
I don't know. All right. So, I mean, it was a good promo. It's good, it's as always, except for the mistake there, but
That
I want
was
to
a
see him
big
do something.
mistake. I had a feeling that might have turned the crowd. You know, it's like to me, I don't know. A part of me kind of feels like he did that on purpose. Maybe he's trying to gauge what he can get away with still or whatever. Man, because
Do you
that is
think he's,
not.
do you think maybe he's getting bored? He's like, I want these people to hate me.
It's possible. Man, I don't think
That
that's
he
the
can do,
way.
so that he can cut the promos on people and be like, while I
Let
was sitting there all day and you guys were all chanting me, what did you do for me? Nothing. Where were you
I just feel
when I was stuck at home and got fired?
I just feel
You
like being in the line in Grand Slam and so many people came back because of Punk, I wouldn't turn the guy that a lot of people are going
I wouldn't
are
do.
watching AEW right now because of Punk. I
No,
wouldn't
I
turn
wouldn't
that
turn
guy.
him either.
You know,
But
like
he
I
needs
could
to do
turn.
something. He
Oh
needs to
yeah. Of
Deuce.
consequence, he needs to beat up Adam Page and take his briefcase.
Well, then he's a heel.
How much you want to bet he'd be cheered?
It depends on where. In New York, yeah, he'd be cheered.
He'd be cheered in a lot of places.
In
He'd be cheered.
Richmond, where he's from, I don't know.
Maybe not where he's from, but how much you
Maybe
want to
in
bet?
the Target Center.
I
'Cause we
mean,
don't
he
know what
comes
the
out, challenge Adam Page, or Adam Page is like drunk in the press, mad that CM Punk has taken his shine. He challenges him to a match and puts the briefcase on the line.
Yeah, they could do that.
Then he gets
I don't
mad and
know.
goes back with the Elite.
Punk's got to do something because this shit is boring to me. I'm just me. It's getting old. Also, somebody needs to interrupt him. Nobody's interrupted him yet.
They interrupted him with Powerhouse and Taz.
Oh, yeah, that was so memorable.
And they interrupted him with Daniel Garcia.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, they made such an impact to me that I forgot.
They need it. I'm surprised that Ricky Starks is available to wrestle again because I would have done Ricky Starks.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing. All I
Ricky
know is he
Starks,
better.
see, that could have been meaningful. Ricky
That's
Starks
why
against Punk.
I think like Danielson gets beat up or whatever, and then he's like, I need a partner,
Not
you know?
Christian. Not Christian.
Not Christian. Well, Christian's fagging out now. And everybody's gonna be chanting. And as soon as he says a partner, the whole crowd is gonna chant CM Punk. And he'll do that like little smirk he can do. And be like, and then you could hit the music and have him come out, and you got the mega powers right there.
Word.
And then,
The dream
Hangman can
team.
face Omega. I don't want to see him beat Omega, but he can have his little match at Minneapolis. I'm sorry, I just don't know what the Minneapolis crowd is going to be like. I mean, like if Danielson did a draw, what if they booted, they just start walking out, and they're like, I don't like this. This is way too long of a match for me. I'm used to WWE 20-minute matches.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's not like WWE doesn't do very long matches. It's just very
They're just very
long,
boring.
formulaic,
Yeah.
stale, and
High
normally a rinse and repeat.
spot. Let's slow it down. High spot. Slow it down. It's the same match over and over.
Oh, have the crowd cue in for holy shit.
Yeah. This is awesome, even though it's not.
Fight forever when it goes
No, they
past
don't do
15
Fight
minutes.
Forever in WWE. They're too stupid for that one.
Yeah,
And I'm sorry if you're a WWE fan. As I have said many times, you're on the wrong podcast. We are not WWE friendly here. Let's talk about Arn Anderson and this Cody Rhodes backyard thing. I hated this. I thought this was stupid.
Oh man,
This felt like a movie or something. This felt like,
a cheap
what is
movie.
this?
A cheap movie. Is it me or is that the music they used for the Undertaker cinematic match
Did
at
they have music?
WrestleMania?
I didn't even notice. I was just
Yeah,
turned
it had background music. It felt
on.
like the AJ and Taker match.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Cody feels like he's in like another world than AEW is. Like his stuff takes place in this alternate world. Oh man. I liked Arn slapping him, but him burning the tie and everything. I'm like, it's not like that's his only tie and suit. What
I
is
wanted
this?
him to like take your clothes, all of them, and then maybe give him like his father's cowboy boots or something.
But
And
I
like
don't
maybe.
want to see any of that. I'm gonna be honest. That just is stupid. I'm sorry, that's stupid shit. That's like out of the realm of now we're going into movies. I don't want that in AEW. WWE can do that,
We're
and I
going
hated it
into,
there too.
let's be honest, this looks like something that you would see in WWE.
Yeah, it does. And I feel like Cody, since he like works on his promos and stuff, he feels like he's still like he's like the last bastion of WWE and AEW.
Yeah.
Like I feel like Jericho's starting to finally lose his WWE stink, but I feel like our like Cody is still like I still want to do it the WWE way. I was trained that way.
I don't think he will ever take that WWE stink off because even when he was in ROH, even when he in all the companies,
Yeah.
the New Japan, every company, he has worked this way. He is
Well,
not
I can
going to
never forgive
change.
him for ruining Omega, the
And
match we were supposed
Ibushi.
to get, Omega Ibushi, and then
It
they
was a,
inserted it in there.
that was
So
always a
stupid.
plan for it to be a triple threat. It was always a plan.
But it was stupid
It was
because now,
stupid.
knowing what we know now,
It was
we could have
stupid.
had like one of the greatest matches that.
And the
I
crowd
felt
didn't
like
get
his
it.
title reign was so like just like but he was amazing. It was
It's because
I mean we
Kenny,
finally got him to win the belt.
let's be
Yeah.
honest, it wasn't about the championship as much as the chase.
Yeah, it was.
And the fact is,
They didn't have anybody really lined up for him.
no, they didn't. And
Because I
not
think they
only
knew he was
that,
leaving.
you lost a lot of people too, because you lost Shibata. You know, and that was one of the opponents for your Okada. And it just
I feel like there. I feel like Omega Okada when he won the belt, and then Omega Tanahashi. Those are the two
But
things that I
that
still
being
remember.
said, if he came in now, he'd have so many matches.
Yes.
You
Oh, yes.
know, you Shingo
Absolutely.
Takagi,
Shingo, yeah.
Will Ospreay, and Ibushi match is always there. You know, Naito is always there, though the Okada is always there. You have like at least 7 or 8 matches you can do. Right
All
off the
right,
bat.
let's move on a little bit so we can finish the show at least. We're gonna go another hour and 30 minutes. I'm gonna cut that out. So Bobby Fish and Sammy Guevara. Bobby Fish does a promo. Guevara with Fuego del Sol. I'm sorry, I just can't get into Fuego del Sol. I can't get into a luchador from Alabama. It's just too
Is
stupid
he
for me.
from Alabama?
Yes, he's actually from Alabama.
That should be against the rules
When
of Luchador Mask. You
I
can't
heard
be
that,
from
I was like,
Alabama.
when I heard that, I was like, oh my God, he really is a cosplay.
It's like he's a cosplay wrestler.
Really is. Sammy Guevara versus Bobby Fish. I thought this was a good match. It didn't light my world on fire. What did you think?
I thought it was fine. I'm not enthusiastic about the fact that they signed Bobby Fish. I thought it was only going to be a one-off.
Yeah, he signed.
I'm not a fan.
I've never why he called himself Bobby Fish. I just think that's such a stupid name.
I don't think you should sign. Like, what are you gonna do with Bobby Fish? You
I mean,
aren't
he's gonna be an
doing.
enhancement guy.
Yeah, but you already have so many enhancement
I know.
guys.
I'm with you. I wouldn't have gone with him, but
I
I don't.
wouldn't sign him until Kyle O'Reilly and Roger Strong were available. And then you can do, if you decide at that point to do a breakup angle with Adam Cole, you have the Undisputed Era and you just sign all of them together.
I'm pretty
But
sure
to me, separately,
Cole, Omega, and Danielson are all friends with him, so that's probably why.
I'm just saying, I feel that if you're gonna sign them for a point, and I feel like if you sign them now, it won't mean as much when you get the other Undisputed Era guys, as opposed to if you just brought them all together in one hit.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, do you think they're gonna be cut in NXT soon?
They already cut Bobby Fish and they couldn't sign Adam Cole. They're basically fired without them knowing it. Let's be honest here.
They're walking around dead already.
What? Let's be honest. They already gave up on Kyle O'Reilly. They literally took him off that number one contendership match for Bron Breakker or whatever. So that told you right ahead of time they have no plans for Kyle O'Reilly. They never had plans for Roderick Strong. 205 Live champion don't mean anything,
Is he the
right?
205 Live champion? I didn't even know that.
Yes, he won the
That's how
205 Live
important 205 Live is to me. I don't remember.
Nobody cares,
All
bro. Nobody cares. The
right,
205
so
Live Championship.
enough about Bobby Fish. Let's talk about, so then they got the angle afterwards, the Men of the Year and America's Top Team. They come in with Paige VanZant, who is starting to kind of be noticeable now. You know?
Well, yeah, but only because they keep taking the stars out.
Yeah. So
Look who he's noticeable now. Look who they had.
they had the big beatdown. Fuego del Sol comes in, he gets killed, as
Okay,
he
we need
should.
to stop calling him Fuego del Sol. Okay, I'm Hispanic. I cannot reckon. I do not acknowledge him. He is Fuego del Jobber, and that's what it is.
He's from Alabama.
He's Fuego del Jobber. That's what he is.
Fuego del joke.
He could come around. We'll buy him a car.
So he gets killed. Nobody cares. Because everybody's just waiting for Jericho's music to hit. He comes in, he starts laying everybody out. And I love that they continue playing, singing the song as he was talking. That was
Shit,
funny.
they were saying it even louder as he was talking.
Yeah. So it looks like Jorge Masvidal versus Jericho might be where they're going.
Yeah, but
That could be
they're
good.
gonna do what, a six way, a six man tag,
Yeah.
and it's gonna be Junior Dos Santos with the Men of the Year, which
Yeah.
I would have had
It'll be.
Jorge Masvidal, but I get it. They're saving Masvidal for the money match. I just don't think Jericho is the money match. CM Punk.
Who would you? Oh yeah.
CM
Yeah,
Punk.
that's what they're
I would see
saying.
that would be something. CM Punk and
Yeah.
Masvidal, that would be something.
They should do that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
That
not
would,
don't waste your money.
man. That would
That's
be
the thing about
something.
Jericho and Cody. They like to take these like new guys and use them, and it's like, no, nobody wants to see you two. We want to see it with these guys. The Acclaimed were backstage. I didn't care. They have a tag title match for Rampage. Let's get to the TBS championship announcement. That was the big announcement. What do you think?
Disappointing.
What did you think it was going to be?
Honestly,
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna say that Christian isn't hurt after all.
You serious?
Tony Khan be having some hit or miss with these announcements that he be having. Like, I don't know why he thought that a belt is a big announcement. Like, why do people think that people care about belts that have no meaning behind it?
It's a new, but it's the TBS championship.
It looks
And
ridiculous.
they already had Britt Baker bury it. She's like, well, this is the top
Yeah,
belt.
I love that shit. But to be honest, that's how you should cut a promo when you're the
Yeah,
champion.
it is.
It's
All
like
right, so
Austin, I don't want this belt. I want the WWF title.
don't want it no more. I think the first TBS championship will pr champion will probably be
Jade.
Jade Cargill. I'm thinking that's where they're going to
go.
Darby Allin and Jim Ross had a thing. He talked about, I don't know, I thought it was okay. It didn't really do anything.
I liked it.
I mean, I like it. It's just, the show was dragging for me at this point. I wanted something new, something amazing.
Okay, I will say this. Isn't this the first time in months we felt like AEW was dragging?
Yeah, true.
I don't know. And the fact that it's a 2-year anniversary show, like, man, it was disappointing. The TBS title. The way he made it seem, like it was going to be Bray Wyatt on. I don't want to say that he false advertised, but the fact that he said, oh, we got this big announcement, did it not make you feel like it had to be something around those lines?
I thought they were going to do something like have him, you know, come out there and announce something, and then the lights go out and it's Bray Wyatt and he lays him out. And he's like the first person to lay out Tony Khan or something.
That'd be cool.
You know?
You know who could also be to lay out Tony Khan in the future? Malakai Black, too.
Yeah.
He's cool, man. His character is just cool. I like everything about it. Like, I click with it. I really like it.
No, Malakai Black is awesome. I think probably after the MJF feud, it'll probably be Darby Allin and MJF. I mean, Darby Allin.
So you think Darby's going to win that feud?
I don't know. They're kind of making it where he kind of has to, but I feel like MJF needs to win something because he's lost his last two feuds. He lost to Jericho. He lost to Moxley. I mean, he can talk, but, you know, eventually you don't want him to be like Jericho in WWE where, like, he was a good dog.
The Rock.
Yeah, or The Rock. Except he's The Rock, and, you know, that can work. But so they had Darby Allin versus Nick Comoroda, the guy that looks like a giant bear.
Nick Jobber, whatever.
So he beat him with the coffin drop. It was okay. Who cares?
I like one thing about it, right? And this is something that really showed, like, I am so convinced. When it comes to Darby, I think we've already kind of agreed. It's not like he's necessarily fits the mold of what we like.
Yeah.
But he's a star. Like, yeah. When he does a coffin drop, he just sits there and waits and then pins. It's little stuff like that you never see any guys nowadays ever do. Like, oh, I got this guy beat. I don't even need to hook the leg. I don't need to do anything. I'll pin him when I feel like it. He's already done.
And then after the match, QT Marshall hit a diamond cutter on Sting. Sting just no-sold it. And Scorpio Death dropped him. So that's what QT Marshall is. And it was
fine. And that's fine. And you know what? That's how legends should be treated. You should have spots like that with legends to showcase that they're a legend without having to bury the talent you're trying to get over. Nobody's trying to get QT Marshall over. That's his role, to diamond cut people so you can no sell it like the Ultimate Warrior and do your finisher.
Exactly. It's perfect. All right, so the Dark Order backstage. I guess they made up. Who cares? This is stupid. Let's go to Dante Martin in the ring. Lights go out. Who's in there? Malakai Black. He kills him. It was great. And Black says the House of Black accepts. I love it.
That's gotta get over. The whole House of Black thing, that's gotta get over.
No, you know what he needs to say? He needs to say something like compliments of the house.
I think he will eventually. I think he'll get there.
Did I ever tell you that story of the guy, Walder Frey, or whatever, the guy, the actor playing it? He went to a pub after that episode aired. of the Red Wedding. And somebody sent him like water and bread, and they said compliments of the house. So Ricky Starks is in the ring, FTW Championship, which I don't care about. So it looks like Brian Cage, Philly Street Fight. Who cares?
I read the spoilers, and it seems like Ricky Starks got really bloody in that match.
Wow, cool. Good. Well, so that'll be a good match. Not good for the women, as we've said.
Yeah.
Good turn off. Then we had the women talking about the TBS championship. Who cares? Serena Deeb versus Hikaru Shida. This is really good. I like this match.
I love the finish. I called it. I just felt like, man, they're making too much of a deal about this 50 win stuff. To me, because I think of match results almost as opposites. It's one of those weird things that wrestling fans have. Like, if something's being built towards this, you just feel like, oh, they got to go over here then. You know, I mean, mainly because of WWE. Like, whenever somebody's in their hometown, you know they're going to lose.
Yeah.
You just know it. And I don't know. When I saw that trophy that said 50 wins, I'm like, Deeb has to beat her up with that trophy.
So is Deeb now with AEW, or she?
Yeah, she's been. She's all elite. Yeah, she's been all elite.
She's really good. So she should.
Yeah, she's good. I mean, I don't think she's Dean Malenko being called the Woman of 1,000 Holds or anything, but you know, she's good.
But the way she performs moves, they just look good.
They look tight. You know, it never looks sloppy. It doesn't look sloppy. It looks nice and tight. Everything makes sense. Everything looks how it's supposed to look.
Yeah,
she's professional. I like her.
This was good.
The fact is, Hikaru she was the last champion, so it's not like she needs this as much as Serena does.
Yeah, good point. All right, so now we're at Darby Allin is informs them that he's going to do MJF's challenge, and then we get this. This is a great angle. I love this with MJF coming out and them all beating him up. The Pinnacle. They were all dressed in dark gear, and I love Tony Schiavone going, "We know who that is. We know who that." Like in WWE, they would have been like, "Who is that guy? Who is it?" Even though it looks exactly like who we think it is. Who is it? You know,
yeah. Stupid. They don't bury their announcers by making them say incredible stuff. You know,
who is this guy that's giant?
I love the angle. Everything about it was great. The way that MJF just comes in skateboarding on it. He's just great.
What he needs to be. That's the kind of heel he needs.
And
to
I
be.
Like the fact that they didn't make him take the mask off to do the reveal. Like WWE always has like tell you every single thing. No intrigue.
They take the mask off and then they'd be like, because he assaulted him. So I mean, the fact that he's got, you know, the mask on, you know, protects him in some ways. If we're thinking,
you know what I would do? I would have Tony Khan go up to the Pinnacle and like with cops and it's like, these guys assaulted Darby and say, it's like, that wasn't us. That was an imposter. Those were imposters.
Like Paul Heyman, he's like, that was not Paul Heyman. That was an imposter.
Those were imposters. There's no proof that it was us. Okay. And I mean, you can't do anything then, you know? Like, I would have liked that.
Yeah. But yeah, you bring up a great point. Yeah, in WWE, they would unmask him just so the stupid announcer could go, oh my God, that's. And then they pause. Who? So and so. It's so
I thought it
fake.
was great though.
But you
I
know,
don't
they did
think
it
they should.
great.
Yeah, I don't think they should have a match so soon though. I expected Full Gear to be their first match.
Yeah, Full Gear will be the match. That's what well,
Yeah,
you heard
but
what
it's supposed to
happened.
be next week, right?
No, but they Tony Khan announced that he's out of action, so they can't do the match.
Oh, that's nice. See, that's smart. Okay, I
So
like that.
see, so it puts heat on MJF. You
Yeah,
know,
for
Darby's gonna
postponing
have
the
the match,
match. Yeah.
but MJF made sure that it didn't happen. All right, so we have Leo Rush. He addressed Dante Martin. Somebody, what is it? Dave said that Leo Rush should be the mouthpiece for like Dante Martin and those guys.
Here's the thing. Is that what Leo Rush is gonna be, the mouthpiece? 'Cause
No, I don't think he is.
I really like Leo Rush. I think he's a good talker. I think he's the fastest wrestler I've ever seen.
I think he's got a
I
chance to be something and special. And I like the Wall Street type thing, you know, and it's a cool gimmick for him.
And it's in the way he speaks about it, it does seem like he knows about it. It doesn't seem like he's reading or memorizing lines,
No,
which,
he's not memorizing lines. I'm sure this was his idea,
yeah, and I like
which
it.
why
And
it's worked. It's not like they sent him out there and said, okay, we want you to be the Red Rooster.
yeah, I like it. Here's another thing though. How many Rampage matches are gonna have Danielson and Punk in them with these declining ratings?
Don't know. I mean, they're trying to. I don't know.
I'm not feeling it, man. That time slot is death.
I will talk about that when we talk about Rampage on the next show. But let's keep focused because we're already an hour and So Britt Baker and Rebel and Jamie Hayter, they cut the promo. She pretty much says the TBS champion is the secondary championship. And then we're at the Hangman Page match. What did you think of the casino battle? Excuse me, the casino ladder match overall?
I like it, but I also kind of think, why would you have a ladder match start and have people come in every so and so? You get it? Like in theory,
Yeah.
wouldn't the guys already in the ring just beat the crap out of each other to a point where you could just go up and climb it before the guys come in? Or even make like an agreement or something. I don't know.
No, but
I
good
like
point.
the idea, but it kind of feels like the reverse battle royal that TNA had, where you just have ideas that you just mash up for no reason.
Okay, first off, nothing is worse than
I'm not saying it's that bad. I'm just saying it reminds me like you're just adding rules together.
the reverse Yes, you have to all get into the match. Wait, how did it even go? You get into the ring.
Like, okay, convince me, Justin. How is it a good thing to be the Joker in a ladder match where guys come in time intervals and you're the last guy coming in?
You know, it'd be great. They have somebody win the match before Joker gets out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like stuff like that. Like, I want the rules to be tight, concise, and make sense. And I just feel like you just added Royal Rumble rules into a ladder match.
You know, like the King of the Mountain match. That was
Oh
the
my
most god
God.
match. What a stupid match that was. You have to pin them, but they go into a penalty box, but they come back out. But then you got to take the belt. You got to pin them to hang the belt. Oh, God. That was so fucking stupid. King of the Mountain. Stupid match.
I just don't get it.
TNA is so the word. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense. Yeah. But yeah, what if Hangman Page is coming out and. Oh, wait, he got. Well, it reminds me of, remember when Brock finally won the Money in the Bank, but he comes in like at the last second and the guy's up there and he just pauses for his music to play. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
Stupidest. Yeah, but idiot. WWE loves to make their guys look stupid. No, like, they love it.
I think it was that. What was that guy's name? Masvidal. The Indian guy.
Jinder Mahal.
No, not that guy. The other guy.
What other Indian?
Great the guy. The guy that had like starts with an M or whatever. He came out with like a mask on or whatever.
Mamadouk?
What?
The Mansoor?
Mansoor, whatever the fuck his name is. Yeah. Him.
Whatever.
He was the guy that just like climbs up and like Brock's music plays and Brock runs to the ring and I'm like, you idiot! You could have just jumped up there and gotten the thing. Like what are you like frozen in fear? Stupid.
They loves doing that shit though.
I know. Well, like we said, if they did the mask thing, he would unmask. Just so the announcers can go, that's so-and-so.
Oh, my God. It's Hangman Adam Page. I can't believe it. I won't believe it. Even though I'm clearly seeing it with my own two eyes.
Did you ever see the part where, what was it? Cole got caught on camera. And he's reading, you know, they show... what was it? This was when Shane McMahon went off the Hell in a Cell. And you can see in the background, Cole reading from a page as he's screaming, oh my God, he's dead. And I'm like, you suck. He just fell right in front of you.
And you're not even paying attention to it.
You're reading from a script.
That's like Jamerson. That's like Jamerson when The Rock came out and he's just looking at his phone. And I'm like going crazy.
Well, it must have been a very important call.
Man, he was just looking at some dumb shit on Facebook.
All right, so do we have anything else to say about Dynamite? I mean, I thought it was okay, but I'm at a point now where they need to be better than okay every week.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I think it's the worst Dynamite I've seen in months. It's very disappointing. I don't know, man.
I mean, I think the only way to save that pay-per-view, if you really want to do something special, do Punk and Danielson versus the Young Bucks. I think that would be a great.
You have over a month of time, so they can do it.
I would do that. I would have like Danielson's like, I need a partner and somebody who's good. Well, no, you can't say like that. He bears the other guys, but you know, I need a partner and then have like Punk come out and he's like, I'm around. You know, like that nonchalant thing he can do.
Yeah.
And be like, all you had to do is really ask. You know? I mean that. I think that's the way to go because then you got a dream match, and you know Hangman. I hope they are not stupid enough to put the belt on Hangman Page when you've got the two matches that. I just think what a dumb idea. Have Omega run through him.
Agree.
If you want to have, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's smart.
This is what I think. I think when it comes to Adam Page, have Omega do the feuds with Danielson and Punk, and if Bray Wyatt comes in, Bray Wyatt. And if you decide to give the belt to any one of those guys in particular, Punk, because I think he's the hottest, if you do that, wouldn't Adam Page become a bigger star from beating him than Omega to begin with?
Exactly. Yeah. Except I don't want to see him and Adam Page beat those guys either.
Yeah, but see, now the job of the promotion is to make you want Adam Page to beat those guys.
I mean, my problem with him, man, he just, I don't know. He doesn't get me excited to, he's not talking me into the arena.
Yes, I agree. But my point is their
He
job is to
reminds
make
me of,
somebody want you to see win, you know, and right now.
he reminds me of Barry Windham. Doesn't he? He kind of reminds me of Barry Windham. Like a guy who has all the stuff, but just, I don't know.
Nah, because I think Barry Windham had a badassness to him that Hangman Page doesn't have.
Yeah.
I honestly feel that Adam Page is a lesser version of James Storm. He's a better worker than James Storm, but James Storm has what he needs to become a star. If he had what James Storm has, he would be a star.
Yeah. Or they could bring in, or they could do something really stupid and bring in the NWA champion, have Omega face Trevor Murdoch.
You know what? Is it that bad to say that maybe Adam Page is just better off as being Kenny Omega's tag partner or a member of the Elite? And
I
that's
don't
it.
think that, but you know, people think that's sacrilege, but.
You know, like, I just don't.
I mean, here's
I
my
think.
thing. Hangman Adam Page needs to prove to us that he's good. Show me something.
He could have won the G1 or something. I'm just
Yeah.
saying.
I mean, he's
It
done.
gotta be at that level. Like, you gotta do, like, let's remember Kenny Omega before he won the G1. Let's be completely honest here. He was
Yeah.
basically a mid-card junior.
Yeah, he was. But he showed us stuff each time. He kept getting
Yes,
better.
and that's what Hangman needs to do. He needs to have like a 2 month, 3 month period where
Him and
it's
a.
literally masterpieces and only masterpieces, because that's at the level you're going to be graded on if you're trying to be the world champion right now.
I mean, Omega was supposed to have in that run that. Before he won the G1, he was supposed to have the ladder match, the first ladder match in New Japan. It's supposed to be
Yeah, I
him
remember that.
and Tanahashi. They never got around to doing it. Well, he got hurt. I
Yeah.
know. So I don't know. This was an okay Dynamite. Any other thoughts before we sign off?
Nothing.
All right.
Disappointing. I put one thumbs down.
Yeah, I agree. All right, I want to say thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.